Blog Talk Radio.
Another show, folks. The Yankees came up short today in the series finale against the Dodgers, losing 1-0. Dodgers pushing across 2 runs in the top of the 9th inning. Some sloppy defense, error throw by Betances, and some other sloppiness, and the Dodgers were able to push across 2 runs. A game where Pineda matched up against Kershaw. They both pitched scoreless innings. Pineda went 4, and then for the rain delay, Kershaw went 5. And only give up 2 hits. Yankees just not able to get any offense going. And costly loss, certainly, because they had a chance to gain a game on Toronto and to keep pace with the Orioles. The Orioles were winners against Boston. So guess what? The Yankees are now three back of that. Well, I guess what we'll say is they're 2 back of the Blue Jays. They're 3 back of the Orioles. And they got a big 4-game series at Fenway coming up, and they got to come up big here, folks. There's no other way to put it. They need to take at least 3 out of 4. So that's going to be a big series. 424-675-8226 is the number, as we do a Wednesday night Bombers live show here, folks. All right, we bring in my co-hosts. First one, he is from Jersey City, New Jersey, originally a Chicagoer, native Chicagoer, a Chicagoan, I'd like to call him. Huge Cubs fan, and Cubs had a big win today. And, well, actually, I don't know if it's a big win so much. They think their magic number is down to 1 now. But he is the one and only John Gennorio. Good evening, John. Welcome to the show.
Good evening.
What's going on, buddy?
Not too much. What's going on with you?
Baseball talk, man. Baseball Central as mid-September looms. And a pennant race will be decided.
Baseball?
Yeah, your team's going to be in the playoffs. My team's going to be in there. But I'm hoping, I'm really hoping they'll come through. And then I want to bring in our other co-host. He is the one and only Colin Kennedy from the state of Georgia, the proud state, Mr. Bulldog himself, Mr. Colin Kaepernick. Good evening. What's going on?
Say, paying attention to these baseball games. See if Seattle can keep it going. Unfortunately,
well, that's the problem. You know, you lose a series. They lose a series for the first time in a while. And the Seattle Mariners have won six in a row. And they could go ahead of the Yankees, I think, in the standings, can't they? So that's a problem.
This
is a very tight race. You know what? I'm not even going to respond to that.
Okay.
Right now, I'm in baseball mode. So, this was a missed opportunity for the Yankees. I mean, Pineda goes four scoreless. The bullpen does a great job. They bring up Patances in the ninth inning, and I guess he made an error, a throwing error. He's not good at fielding his position, and something he needs to work on. And the Dodgers wind up pushing across two runs, and that was the difference in the game. As they brought in Jansen, and Jansen's pretty automatic out of that pen, and kind of a missed opportunity for them. So now they're going to have to go to Boston. They got a big four-game series at Fenway against the first-place Red Sox. And the AL East, what is there, like four games? I think it's four games separating the four teams. The Yankees got to deliver the big blow right here. They got to do it. They have no choice.
They do. It's time.
It's time. Yeah. I didn't expect them to be here, but you know what? They are. And they're just going to have to find a way. So, is Seattle playing tonight? You got to be playing.
They're playing the Angels. I don't know what the score is. I'll pull it up real quick. It was 0-0 earlier.
Yeah, I'm sure they'll friggin' win.
It's 1-0 Angels right now.
Well, hopefully a miracle will take place and the Angels will win a ball game. That would be nice. Get some help, please.
Stop it.
What did I do?
Dirty Mike's at the bat right now.
Is he? Does he have a home run?
And he's got an 8-pitch at bat going on. Full count.
So, well, hopefully he could pop one out, you know, make it number 28.
And run on second base, two out.
Good. Excellent. But do you follow it online, I guess?
Yeah, I got the game day on.
Oh, you got the game day? Nope. Game day's pretty good, actually. JPG, do you use game day at all?
I don't. Is it good?
It actually is pretty good. It updates live, basically, the MLB. And it's really good, actually. It's excellent, to be honest. Right now, obviously, there's a lot of playoff races going on. I know JPG's very happy right now. He's sitting pretty.
I'm happy. That's true.
You are. Something positive happened for you today.
What?
The New York Mets lost the baseball game to the Nets.
Well, that's to be expected.
The score was 1-0. So, we know we have this bet going, you know, where you could
that's
take control
true.
Of my New York puck account.
Yep.
Are you excited about this?
I'm very excited.
How academy? Should I be worried if JPG takes over my account? What might happen?
Oh, man.
Yeah, it could be. I'll tell you. You should be.
It would be very interesting. I would like to see it, actually.
You know what?
I have a feeling JPEG will get some messages. Am I right?
What's that?
JPEG. Would that be your first target?
Yes, that would be my first target.
Yeah, well, JPEG is on the Twitter, so you could go after him if you want.
JPEG, full force.
I don't think I would want to be JPEG right now.
A JPEGian disaster.
You are a disaster. A stat master, though. So I'm looking at this box score. I did not see this game, obviously. I was out working. But when you're bullpen, and there's the Castro error. Oh, brother. This was an ugly inning. This really was an ugly inning. So Castro made an error, and then Betances made an error. Justin Turner knocked it around. And, I mean, Betances had a routine grounder where he could come home. He overthrew Gary Sanchez. That's brutal.
Oh, boy.
When it comes to fielding his position, Betances, he's the polar opposite of Rivera, with the one exception of when Rivera screwed up in Arizona. But Rivera was a great fielder. Betances, he's not good at throwing the ball at baseball. So the Yankees lose a tough game. And the line score for the Yankees in this game, guys, was no runs on three hits with three errors. So that tells you all that you need to know. They lose a tough game. Updating this wild card chase, the Astros are about to win. Unless their bullpen blows it again, they're up 8-4. 8-4 against Texas in the top of the ninth inning. Yesterday they blew a game like that. If they win, they would be 6 games over .500. Do you guys still consider Texas? I mean, do you still consider Houston a team that can make a push?
No, I said the other night they were done. I'll stay with that. They've lost three in a row, and they lost their ace pitcher, and I think they're done. They do have some pop in their lineup, but, yeah, I'm done.
Are they the most disappointing team in baseball this year?
No, I would think the Diamondbacks are.
That's a good call, actually. That's a good call. They made that dumb trade with the Braves. That was a great trade by your team.
Yeah.
We got
a few on them, actually.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. You got the outfielder. He's playing every day, right? The speedy outfielder.
And Sarte. And even going back a couple years, we got Justin Upton and, you know, made the playoffs there that year that we got him and gave him Martin Prado and a couple other players. I mean, Prado's a good player and all, but he didn't really
I was just thinking about it. If you really think about the Diamondbacks, they do not know how to trade.
They're a dumb team, man.
They used to have Dollar Max.
Did they? Oh, yeah, they traded him for Ian Kennedy.
It was a three-team trade.
Terrible trade.
Who was the third team? Who was the third?
Tiger.
Who was the other pitcher? Who did the Tigers get?
It was Schlereth.
That's
son.
Right.
The Tigers got Dollar Max.
Yeah, they got those. The Tigers got Scherzer. And Ian Kennedy went to Arizona. I can't think of who the Yankees got. I'm drawing a blank right now.
Curtis Granderson. You.
Oh, that's right. So that was a trade that worked out. Well, Kennedy pitched well for one season. He did win 18 games, I think. But obviously, they got the short end of the stick. So wasn't the greatest deal by the D-backs. They also signed Greinke to that big contract. That's not looking so hot right now.
Dollar Max might end up going to the Hall of Fame.
Well, I mean, if he keeps striking out, leading the league in strikeouts, you know, striking out 260 to 300 batters every year. What's his career total of wins, though?
He's up to 121.
And how old is he right now? Is he 27?
32.
He's 32 already? Oh, man.
Yeah.
He's gonna need to win a lot of games for him to go in the Hall. I mean,
yeah, but his win percentage is really high. 63%, almost 64%.
Yeah, I mean, he has excellent numbers. Like, I agree that he has excellent numbers. His numbers have dramatically improved over the last 4 years, though. Like, before, you know, age 28 year, when he won the Cy, he was an up-and-down pitcher. who's an up and down pitcher. But since he, you know, since that 21 win year where he won the Cy, he's become a dominant pitcher. How long is he signed for again? How about what they saw him for? Okay. So he signed through 2021, right? So that would take him through another 5 seasons. So let's say he averages like 18 wins, right? You think he could average 18 wins per season or 17 wins? We'll say 17.
I hope not.
Why do you hope not?
He's being the Braves a good number. That means he's being the Braves.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking about that. That didn't even cross my mind. So, I guess, and he has how many wins right now? 121. So, let's say he averages 17, right? And something, by the way, something just came across the wire on my MLB app that I can't believe. So I'll tell you about it in a second. Breaking news. If he was able to win at least 17 games over the next 5 years, that would be 85 more wins, right? So that if you add that up, that would put him over 200. So if he won 80 games, right, in the last 5 years of that contract by the age 36, he'd be at 200 wins. CC Sabathia has 222 wins for his career. And he also has a Cy Young. But Sabathia is already 36. And unless he could stick around and get to 250 wins, then I don't think he's probably going to be in the Hall. Do you guys?
No.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so. He's kind of pitched a bad luck this year. He pitched a good game the other day, as a matter of fact, but did not get a decision because the Yankees didn't give him any run support, but they did win the game. So I just saw something that came across the wire. The New York Yankees, I'm not even sure why they did this, but maybe they just feel like they need another right-handed bat. The New York Yankees have signed Billy Butler, who just got released by the Oakland A's. Yeah, I don't know why they did it, but they did. Billy Butler is a right-handed, guy who can DH, basically. They did lose Aaron Judge, though. Aaron Judge is out for a while, so they called up Mason Williams. So, it's just, like, how many at-bats could he really get in their lineup? That's really the question. Are they facing a lot of lefties coming up?
Yeah, just use them off the bench. Just get the expanded rosters in September. Just why not have a guy in there that can maybe hit a homer for you late somewhere? Like tonight, they might have used him, in the ninth inning. Then that,
well, I guess
it's 0-0 all the way to the ninth inning, wasn't it?
If you're facing a lefty, if you got a lefty. Yankees historically are not good against lefties. Yeah, I guess. Billy Butler's basically done or whatever, unfortunately. But, you have to tell the truth about these things. He's had a solid career. He had some good productive years, mostly in Kansas City. He was a Royal for the whole first, basically 8 seasons of his career. Yeah, he was an All-Star 1 year, with 29 and 107 and 300, over 300.
He doesn't have terrible numbers. Yeah, it seems like he's okay. I don't know why Oakland gets rid of people like that. 276, 331 OBP.
31 RBIs.
Great. He could sit there.
I think with Oakland, they're going with the youth movement, so they probably just said, all right, why don't we just give you a release? Maybe you catch off another team, and maybe that's the best thing. Maybe they just agreed to do it. Maybe it's like a mutual decision. Like last year, he had 15 home runs and drove in 65 runs. Not great numbers, but decent, that's decent. You know, it's okay production. You know what kind of production that is, JPJ?
What kind?
Jesus Montero production. For the one full year. It's comparable.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No way.
Stop it.
Montero, in that 1 year, right, where he had over 500 at-bats, he hit 16 home runs.
and his on-base percentage was what?
Yeah. He hit 15 home runs and drove in 62 RBIs and played less games, and he had less at-bats than Billy Butler and hit 260.
Oh, God. You're the
worst.
What's the
difference? What's the difference between a Jesus Montero and a Billy Butler? What's the
Billy
difference
Butler
between
is,
the numbers?
Billy Butler is a bad player. Jesus Montero is a bad AAA player. That's the difference.
No. No, he's not, all right? And I'm not letting this one go. I'm sorry. I have to continue to fight you on this. So
I know you're going to fight.
Hey, look at Mike Napoli, right? Napoli didn't look like he had much left of the tank besides with the Indians. All of a sudden, he's hitting 32 home runs, knocking in 90-plus runs on pace for 100 RBIs. I mean, it just goes to show you. I mean, unless he's on something, I don't know. Has Napoli ever hit that many home runs before?
Maybe it's a Red Sox.
Yeah, I think he did on the Rangers too, right? And the Angels?
Actually, on the Rangers, he was
pretty big
good.
Home run years.
Yeah. No, listen, this is a career number right now. At the age of 34, Mike Napoli has 33 home runs and 94 RBIs. Those are career marks, gentlemen. Before this season, he had only hit the 30 home run mark 1 year with Texas. And in the last few years, actually, you know what? He did hit a combined 31 home runs in 2015 with both the, that was 18 home runs. He hit 18 home runs with Boston and Texas in 2015. He hit 17 home runs with 55 RBIs with Boston in 2014. In 2013 was his last real productive year, 23-92 with Boston. And the Texas Strangers, he had 24 home runs and 56 RBIs. And all of a sudden, he's at 33 home runs and 94 RBIs. That seems a little sketchy to me. That's a little sketchy. What changed? What changed at age 34 where he's been able to hit all these home runs? Is it the ballpark? The lineup? Or did Billy Butler find some greenies, some secret greenies? Whatever. To make sure did he find some greenies? Maybe? Who knows? What did Rob Davis leak up in the chat room? Retirement Rob needs to be part of the show. You know, he won't be part of it, but he'll link up weird stuff. I don't know what's weirder. The text message I got from Brian Sanhorn before in all Chinese lettering, or Rob Davis. What's become of Rob Davis? I'm not really sure at this moment. The Blue Jays, by the way, they're almost at rock bottom. They keep losing games. What's going on with the Jays? I mean, are they going to choke? Are they in giant mode right now? Crashing to the end? Not going to make the playoffs?
Giant mode.
The
Blue Jays
Royal
had,
Crown mode.
The Blue Jays
yeah,
had
Royal
two
Crown.
Hits today. Hey, the Royal Crown, they're finished. We've already said that. But the Royal Crown has a World Series to show for it. They have a world championship and two World Series appearances to show for it. So, would the Toronto Blue Jays be a massive disappointment if they missed the playoffs too?
You said they would miss the playoffs. Why would it be disappointing?
I predicted they wouldn't make the playoffs. JPG had the Blue Jays as a lock. That was the JPG's lock of the week, right there.
And the Royals were your lock of the week.
My lock of the week was the Chicago Cubs, you Nimrod. But somehow you think it's the Royals.
I'm not.
You are.
You are.
You are.
Shut up, Nimrod.
You shut up, Nimrod. This is Baby Bobbers Live, and it's turning into a Nimrod Fest between Derek Felix and John Gianorio, with Colin Kennedy and caught in between.
Well,
the Orioles.
At least
yes.
I can take clear photos on my iPhone, Nimrod.
Well, good for you. Would you like me to give you a crown for that? A royal crown?
Only if it's a royal crown.
Okay. Hey, Mark Trumbull hit his 42nd home run today. Remember when I told you Mark Trumbull would hit 40 home runs and you laughed at me?
Yeah.
Oops.
Remember when I told you the Royal Crown would miss the playoffs and you laughed at me? Oops.
Oh, God. Rick Porcello is going to win the AL Cy Young Award.
Oops.
Remember when I told you Mookie Betts will win the... Remember when I told you Mookie Betts will win the MVP?
Yeah, and he won't. Oops.
And he will. Oops.
He won't. Oops.
He will. JPG, who was your Cy Young pick for the NL? Do you have a Cy Young pick? Or was it just Arrieta?
I picked Kershaw.
No, that was a good pick by you. I'm surprised you didn't go with Jake, Body by Jake.
I go with Kershaw every year.
You know what? I have to give JPG some credit, though. JPG said that Kyle Hendricks was good. He was right.
I also said you don't need to use high draft picks on pitchers, and I was right about that, too.
If you make the right trades.
You don't need to put all your eggs in one basket and then have those eggs get crushed like the New York Mets.
I see Brian Dozier hit another home run. Oh, God.
What
the
hell? What about him for some MVP vote? He might snag a couple, huh?
Brian Dozier doesn't hit for too high on average, though.
He's the grit and moxie MVP for sure.
Oh, he's a very moxie player.
He's the first twin to hit 40 home runs since Harper Kelleher actually did it. No twin had reached the 40 home run mark since Kelleher.
No, he's the only twin.
Yeah, Kirby Puckett wasn't a guy who hit 40 home runs. And
no,
Corey Hunter wasn't.
The guy that beat his wife.
Where are you getting this from? What the heck is going on?
I'm just actual information.
Who are you with, the CIA? Or the IRS?
No.
He was using Nate's FBI computer.
Yeah, I'm on my FBI computer right now typing away.
You know, Brian Dozier's season's an excellent season. He has 96 RBIs.
You know who's not having an excellent season?
You're going to tell me anyway, so just go ahead and tell me.
Pablo Sandoval.
What kind of statement is that? He's been out the whole year.
Would that be disgusting if the Red Sox won the World Series and he got a fourth World Series ring? And
Eric would say that he deserved it.
I don't think that he could get a ring, though, because he wouldn't be on the roster. So he wouldn't qualify. So
he didn't play one game at all? I thought he played, one game. He took no ABs this whole season?
He did play
a
couple of games.
He took six at-bats and did absolutely nothing with them. Zero hits,
four
strikeouts.
Yeah, but does he get credit for
actually –
he can actually get credit for being on – no, I think that – you have to be in the post. You have to be on the postseason roster to be part of the championship.
Well, I thought that the Red Sox won. Remember, they traded Nomar to somebody in the middle of the season, and they ended up giving him a ring. Is that?
Yeah, that somebody was the Cub. That somebody was the Cub.
Orlando Cabrera. Orlando Cabrera. It was a trade for Orlando Cabrera.
So maybe it's one of those things where they decide if you're worthy of it or not.
You know, that's possible. I'm not really sure how it works, to be honest. Like, Daryl Strawberry, right? Daryl Strawberry did not get credit for the World Series. Maybe they gave him a ring or not, but, when you look at the baseball reference on him, postseason in 1999, due to his battle with what did he have again? I can't think. Did he have cancer? No, it was not having to do with drugs. Oh, brother.
Wow. Colin got shut down fast. Derek's sensitive about that.
Well, his nostrils were the size of the Grand Canyon. I mean, they were huge, so you know he had something going on there.
Yeah, geez. Come on, Derek. Have an open mind.
You know what?
Nostrils that big. You just immediately think something.
It had nothing. He actually was out because he was battling, what the frick is it called?
Cocaine addiction.
I can't think. I think he had some kind of form of cancer at the time. Yeah. You're on a roll tonight, aren't you? You really wanted this show. I can tell that you wanted this.
Call me Butter. I'm on a roll, baby.
Yeah, you're on a roll. All right, man. He had colon cancer. Colon cancer. So that ended his season. And he had to go through chemotherapy. So Garcia Parra. You mentioned Garcia Parra. I don't know. I don't think he got a ring. I mean, how could he get a ring? He was traded. How could he have gotten a ring?
I don't know, because he contributed to the team, though, you know. It's one of those
you
things.
You know what?
I've always been curious about.
We're going to try to solve this problem right now. World Series rings. What's the qualification? Let's see. Maybe we could actually get a qualification on this. I don't know.
Can you do me a favor while you're looking this up?
I'm listening.
Can you find out how they were able to make a ring large enough to fit onto Fat Panda's hand?
I'm just going to take the fifth and not respond at this point because you're being weird tonight. You're being very odd.
I'm very flexian.
Yeah, well, you're being very weird. The World Series ring started in 1922, actually. The New York, the first World Series rings were given to the members of the New York Giants after winning the 1922 World Series. Figured you'd be very excited to hear that.
I'm very excited, that's true.
Basically what it says is it's an award given to Major League baseball players who win the World Series? So I would have to think no. My answer would be no on Garcia Parra having a ring. The Stanley Cup, like ring, is different, though. So that could be different. And that's – but Orlando Cabrera, that was actually a good trade by the Red Sox. They got rid of their cancer. You know, Orlando Cabrera was an excellent Well, I don't know. I'm just going to say I disagree with you on that, but that's okay.
You just like Cabrera because you think he was gritty.
He was gritty.
See?
He was gritty. What do you want me to say? You're gritty.
I am gritty.
How gritty are you?
So gritty, you wouldn't even believe it.
You know, this trade that they made, it was a four-team trade, actually. A four-team trade. You got Garcia Parra and Matt Merton. Oh, my God. Matt Merton. He was not too good.
I loved Matt Merton.
The Red Sox got two good defensive players. They got first baseman Doug Benkowitz. And they got Orlando Cabrera. You know, this is back when the Expo still existed, by the way. According to this.
Was it back when you still existed?
You know when it was back? It was back when you were studying statiology at Stanford.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, you were becoming a statiologist.
I love statiology.
Of course you do. Oh, man.
You know what I don't love?
What don't you love?
What's theology?
Pandas? I thought you were going to say pandas.
Pandas.
Why not?
They're fat and disgusting.
Pandas are lovable. What are you talking about?
Nah.
I think, you know what I think, Colin? I think that JPG's jealous of Pablo Sandoval.
It's true. I always wish I could eat that much.
Yeah, I was going to say, he probably is jealous of his appetite.
I mean, think about it. It's not every day that a panda the size of Texas can still be a big integral part of championships. One.
He was not an integral part of anything.
He was. He
you
was.
Were.
You know what? You are. You just like to discredit him because you were right about the contract. Gioria.
Yeah.
Was that contract a Frank Wren special? Can we go ahead and talk that up to his dumb ass?
It was not a good contract. Let's just put it that way.
Because he's in their organization now, and it seems like, you know, that was like the first priority for him probably. I'm just going to blame him even though we have no proof. It's Frank Wren, you suck.
Well, Mr. Sandoval has three World Series rings. Off the Giants in even years.
He keeps saying that over and over again, like people care. They don't.
He hit 500 with three home runs and four RBIs against the Tigers in a four-game sweep. And it pretty much crushed them. And he was 429 with four RBIs against the Royal Crown, the Royal Monarchy, in their last championship. And his career numbers in the postseason for the Giants, 344 with six home runs and 20 RBIs in 39 games. So I would say he was pretty clutch in the postseason.
I would say you were clutch.
I like to put you in the cobra, in the camel clutch, actually.
I want to give you a stone cold stunner.
Yeah, of course you do. This show is actually becoming a disaster right now. I knew it was going to be a disaster. I told you this. I predicted this would happen.
The show's a disaster because your heart is beating faster and faster.
Into what? A Statmaster?
That's a good question. What is your heart turning into?
Now, you link this up here. Okay, so Nomar did get a ring. Colin linked up the article. Oh, so you found that. So they did give him a ring. Well, that was a nice thing for them to do.
Right. I don't know if that's protocol or if that was just their own, because he was such an integral part of the team for so many years. Like, Sandoval doesn't really deserve it. He took 6 at-bats, Will he get one? I don't know how that works.
Hopefully not.
Hopefully the Red Sox don't win.
I don't think the Red Sox are going to win. So I don't think you have to worry about it too much. Okay. But David Price is starting to earn his money, though. He's been pitching a lot better down the stretch.
Yankees should have traded
better. Yeah, they should have signed them, right? Rob Davis wanted
him. They
should
have traded for him. Severino and Judge.
Oh, God. Hey, Severino's been a really good addition to the bullpen.
Oh, God.
Yes. He's been pitching much better since they put him in the bullpen.
Lying flex. He lies and lies.
I am not lying about this.
Lying.
Did you see what Adam Jones said recently?
Adam Jones is a little bitch.
Yeah, there it is. The proof comes out. Brother. I was waiting for it. So, most urban black males play basketball or play football. Those are the sports that they play, where they make up an overwhelming percentage. So, and basketball, you don't have to spend $200 to play basketball. You could just get a good pair of high tops. So, there just aren't as many African Americans that are playing baseball anymore. There's a lot of...
David Ortiz is just as black as Adam Jones is. Doesn't he count?
No. He makes up the minority, from Latin America. He makes up Latin America. That's what he makes up. Like, he's Dominican, I think. So he's from the Dominican Republic.
No,
they don't classify it that way, JPG.
Oh, sounds like a bunch of bullshit to me.
Well, okay. So, like, how could you classify David Ortiz as an African-American when he's from the Dominican Republic?
He is African by descent, though.
Well, I mean, yeah, but he that's not his... It's not where he's from, and it's not his race. He's Dominican.
Dominican is the country that he comes from.
He could speak both English and, Spanish.
Yeah, I'm not disputing that, but he is a black man.
All right, you want an example of a quote-unquote African-American black baseball player? Eric Davis. Eric Davis was a black baseball player, star for the Cincinnati Reds, okay? From Los Angeles just like Darryl Strawberry, homegrown. Dwight Gooden. That's another one. I mean, we could probably come up with more examples. I think Kirby Puckett would be another one. So Kirby Puckett, Andrew Jones. You want me to give you more examples?
Andrew Jones was from Dominican or whatever, too.
Not Andrew Jones. I meant
Curacao.
I meant Adam Jones. Frank Robinson. Frank Robinson's one of the greatest African-American baseball stars, MVP in both the National League and American League, and one of the best careers. So, I mean, like, there just aren't a lot of African-American baseball players that are coming up through the majors anymore, okay?
Yeah,
that's what it boils down to. Whose fault is it?
Yeah.
God, that's a good question. I don't know. I really don't know. I just think that basketball, everybody just watches basketball, whether it was Jordan or now it's LeBron, and basketball is winning, you know? Basketball is winning. Most of these players, they're choosing basketball or they're choosing football. And those sports are dominated mostly by African-American athletes. If you want, I mean, if you're just looking at percentages, you know, I mean, you have to, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what the percentage used to be. I mean, it'd probably be interesting to research to see, well, how many like black baseball players were there, African American ball players were there in the 80s, and you compare it to now, you know, like these are all good questions, you know. You don't have your Barry Bondses anymore, or your Ken Griffey Juniors deciding to stay here. Or your Jackie Robinsons. They're not playing baseball. They're choosing other sports. So, I understand his point. When there's only like 8-point-something% of the base that makes up baseball African Americans, it is kind of sad. But this is something that's been discussed before. You know, I don't know.
Oh, stop flip-flopping.
I'm not flip-flopping on anything. I mean, here, okay, all right, I found something. Okay, so decline in number of African-American players at MLB. This is an MLB study, right? Yeah. All right, so numbers indeed are falling, but use of old reports lead to misleading comparisons. I don't know what that means. 8.5%. 8.5% was the number for the opening day rosters, okay? Back in 1975, guys, 27% of big leaguers were African American. Okay? However, the actual number has never exceeded, according to American Baseball Research. The actual number has never exceeded 19%. 27%
yeah.
was reported. So they've never been over 19%.
And what percentage
even,
of the population?
Even with guys like Hank Aaron and Willie Mays, Frank Robinson, you know what I think? You know what I think this coincides with? It coincides with the 80s and 90s when basketball became king. Basketball and the NBA was not that popular before the whole Bird versus Magic thing. And then basketball became a huge sport. And then it was followed by Isaiah Thomas and then Michael Jordan. You have Jordan and Pippen. And basketball became king. And then and then you go to Shaq, and you go to Petty Hardaway before he got hurt. And then you, and then all of a sudden you got LeBron, you got D Wade. It's just, you know, basketball is king. Basketball's king when it comes to African Americans. So when it comes to African American athletes, that's really what it comes down to. So is it going to change? Is it going to change, guys? Because I don't think so. No, I don't think it's going to. What do you need? What do you need to play? What do you need to play basketball, other than sneakers and shorts and a shirt? You know, it's cheaper. I mean, of course, the cost of basketball shoes today, not everybody could afford. If you have shorts, you have socks, you have a shirt, and you get, and you just need the basketball and the shoes. Not bad. I mean, hell, it makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, what's mostly promoted in this country? Basketball and football are the biggest sports that are promoted, guys.
I hate football.
I know you hate football. But if those sports are the most promoted, which way are they going to lean? They're going to play those sports. They're going to play over football, basketball every time. I mean, Bo Jackson was a rarity. Bo Jackson and Deion Sanders were rarities because they played baseball and played football. They were two sports stars that played both baseball and football. You're not going to see too many. You're not going to see that much anymore, you know? Do you want to know why? Because in high school coaches make them choose. Once they get to, like, junior year, they tell them, look, you got to decide. Either you're a baseball player or you're a basketball player or whatever you are. And then they just choose. They'll just choose the sport. I don't necessarily agree with that. But I also understand the rationale behind it. Because if you're playing other sports, you're putting yourself at risk of injuries. They want them to just play their sport. So these kids have to make the decisions when they're 16, 17 years old, you know? So, or 15, basically. So I don't really know. It's not – I wish that it would be better. I wish there was a better, like, there were more African Americans playing in baseball, but there just aren't. There aren't. You know, there's not a lot of African Americans that play hockey either, but there's more than there used to be. So, I don't know. I mean, It's an interesting topic, for sure. Very interesting topic. But I don't see it changing anytime soon, you know. By the way, if you wanted to know how many, like, African American hockey players there are, there's really not a lot. There's not a lot of active African-American hockey players. I'm looking at the list right now. I know JPG's very interested in it.
So interested.
P.K. Subban, who I still can't believe the Canadians traded because they're friggin' retards, although they traded him from Shea Weber. But I think that was a bad trade. You have Wars guy, Dustin Byfuglien, who will wreck anybody. And he's playing for USA. Dustin Byfuglien. You have Anthony Duclair, who the Rangers traded away. to Arizona. Emerson Edom, he's African American also. Active player. Jarrell McGinley is considered Nigerian, actually, interestingly enough. I did not know. Seth Jones, the son of Popeye Jones. Evander Kane, also another active player and a nutcase off the ice. Johnny Oduya, Swedish, biracial, Kenyan. Kyle Okpolzo, Nigerian. Ryan Reeves, Darnell Nurse. Wayne Simmons, Devontae Smith-Pelly, Chris Stewart, P.K. Subban, Joe Ward. That's it. Those are your African-American players. So, yeah. All right. That's going to do it for this edition, Colin. As usual, we do lose Giannorio. But we will be back tomorrow, all right, with another show. And maybe even talk some football, because there's actually a Thursday night football game. But what is the Thursday night game?
Oh, it's a good one. It's the Buffalo Bills and the New York
the Jets. I'm picking the Bills to win that game. So
I know it. I'm going for the Bills also. Yeah, they got to get a win. So.
At
home. The teams are 0-1. Somebody's going to be 0-2.
Whoever. By the way, they made the Jets a 1-point favorite. Can I ask why? The Jets.
I don't know. The Bills looked really bad last week.
They did, but the Jets have not beaten the Bills since 2013. So the Bills kind of own them. At home, I'd have to think the Bills will win. And the Bills have historically owned the Jets. So I'm going to go Bills. What we will do, though, maybe tomorrow also, we'll do some football picks. And we'll pick some Week 2 games. And that should be a lot of fun. All right? All right, so that's going to do it for this show. Thank you to you, Colin. Thank you to John Giannorio. And we'll see you all next time, all right? Have a great night, everybody. Good night.
Now, here's a little story I got to tell about three bad brothers you know so well. It started way back in history with that Rob and me.
My team.
Been had a little horsey named Paul Revere. Just me and my horsey and a quart of beer. Riding across the land, kicking up sand. Sheriff's watches on my tail because I'm in demand. One lonely B-C-I-B. All by myself without nobody. The sun is beating down on my baseball hat. The air is getting hot, the beer is getting flat. Looking for a girl, I ran into a guy. His name is MCA, I said howdy, he said hi. He told a little story that sounded well rehearsed. 4 days on the run and that he's dying of thirst. The brew is in my hand. He was on my tip. His voice was hoarse, his throat was dry. He asked me for a tip. He said, can I get some? I said, you can't get none. I had a chance to run. to get money. Pulled out the jammy, aimed it at the sky. He yelled, "Dig him up!" and let Duke fly. Hands went up and people hit the floor. He waved to Duke kids that ran for the door. I'm Mike D and I get respect. Your cash and your jewelry is what I expect. MCA was with it and he's my ace. So I grabbed a piano player and I punched him in the face. Piano player's out.